Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate. Plus 2 times points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Bengals officially hired defensive coordinator Al Golden on Thursday. That's not news to you if you've watched this channel over the past week or so. What does the front office, what do they need to do to turn around this Bengals defense? I'll share my thoughts right now on Cincinnati Bengals Talk. Hi again, everyone, and welcome in to CBT. I'm James Rapine. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube, follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. And that's right, we are on audio. So if you want to take us with you wherever you go, you can do that. Obviously, you can watch on YouTube like you've been able to for the past 4 years here on CBT. Today's video and podcast brought to you by BetUS. Let's dive in. And let's dive into the three things that Al Golden must do to be better than Lou Anarumo, to be better than that they've been on defense. Because this Bengals defense has been opportunistic. They've been good in big moments. They've been good against really high-end quarterbacks. They haven't had a great season. And I don't think anyone needs them to have a great season, but they certainly need to be better. And so this is something that I wrote for BengalsTalk.com on Friday morning. And there are three things to me that the Bengals must do, whether it's the front office, whether it's Al Golden, and specifically with Al, and the front office is going to come into play basically with all three, but specifically with Al, the three things he needs to do to be better than Lou, to maximize what they have, and to get the most out of what they have starts with who they have. You got to maximize your current roster. If you're going to be better on defense, if you're going to turn things around, if you're going to be a top 15 unit, top 16 unit, and that's where you should strive to be, as a top half of the NFL unit with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. And again, that's my expectation, is for them to keep those three, for those wondering. And there's going to be a lot of people saying, oh, no, they can't do that. No, can, should, and better. So you got to maximize the current roster. You got to get the most out of the Dax Hills, the DJ Turners, the Cam Taylor Brits, the Jordan Battles, the Miles Murphys, all of these guys. You do. And I think the front office didn't think that Lou Anarumo did that. I think Zach Taylor didn't think that Lou Anarumo was able to do that. I think they all thought that they had talent and that they weren't maximizing it, that they weren't using it, that they weren't developing it. That's why Marion Hobby, that's why Frank Pollock. You look at the firings, and it's very much trench development, defensive coordinator not playing guys, and the vision not aligning. And that's number two. So you got to maximize the current roster, and then you also have to be in lockstep with the vision of the front office. So if the front office says, hey, do you like Dax Hill, Lou? Yeah, I like Dax Hill a lot. I think he can help us. Oh, yeah, all right, we're going to go get you Dax Hill, 31st overall. Well, then you can't play Trey Flowers over him when he's a rookie, when Dax Hill clearly has talent. And that's what's funny about, like that's the one that's so puzzling to me. There are people watching this video or listening on Apple or listening on Spotify that think Dax Hill's a bust. And the Bengals front office is like, actually, he was awesome from the jump. There are people in the building that were like, yeah, he's our best corner. He's our best safety. He's our best nickel corner. Outside corner, nickel corner, safety. Like, really believe in Dax Hill. And not just front office people. And so I think people looking around at Lou like, all right, well, what are you doing? And it's not just Dax. It'd be one thing if it was one player. But Miles Murphy can't get some run with Sam Hubbard. But Jordan Battle versus Von Bell versus Geno Stone. Like, and by the way, it doesn't mean the front office has always been right. Obviously, they should have paid Jesse Bates. But we're going into year three now. This front office has gotten you 5 different safeties. 5? Dax Hill, Jordan Battle, Dejon Anthony, Geno Stone. Oh, Tyson Anderson, Dejon. So 5 besides the rookie and Dejon Anthony this year, because they obviously brought in Nick Scott, Geno Stone. Yeah, it's just, it's so many. At some point, you got to be able to make it work. And look, I get it. I'm not sure Geno Stone was the right get. But Nick Scott, someone signed off on that. And it wasn't just the front office. Someone signed off on Geno Stone, and I don't think it was just the front office. Maybe. Maybe Lou was not a fan of Geno Stone. But regardless, you have to maximize what you have. And that goes back to Lou and his inability to maximize this current roster. And then number two, that vision that the front office has, you have to have it align. I'll get to number three. I'll get to some other thoughts on the Bengals defensive staff coming up next. The NFL draft is just over 3 months away, and today's video is brought to you by BetUS, because there is no offseason with BetUS. You go to BetUS.com, use code YouTube150, you'll get a 150% bonus on your first deposit up to $2,000. So you can wager on things like this, who the Bengals' first draft pick could be, and whether you think you know at number 17. I certainly don't know. I think there are a lot of fans that are passionate that have dove into the draft coverage. We're going to have you covered all offseason long, and BetUS does as well. So go to BetUS.com, use code YouTube150, and wager on anything from same game parlays on Championship Sunday in the NFL to this, who the Bengals are going to pick in the first round. Of course, we'll be at the Combine next month covering it all. Again, get in on the action right now at BetUS.com with code YouTube150. All right, the third thing is all about the future. And the future includes this season. Making sure, because it's one thing to have the same vision as the front office, it's another to identify the right players. And so for some of those guys, right, you might say, oh, well, Nick Scott, they never should have been on him, or they never should have been on Geno Stone, or they never should have drafted Miles Murphy, or never should have drafted Dax, or never should have. So maybe that's where you're at, is you just don't believe in some of these guys, and that's fine. Identify the right guys. Al Golden is going to be a big part of the Bengals draft process moving forward, of the Bengals free agent process moving forward, who they target in free agency, who they target in the draft, who they pick in both. You're talking about someone that, and let's go back, in 2020 and 2021 was on the staff when they drafted Logan Wilson, helped develop Jermaine Pratt, went out and got the DJ Readers of the world, went out and got key pieces like Mike Hilton, Chidobe Awuzie. That Al Golden was a part of that staff. And yeah, Lou Anarumo was too, there's no doubt. But when the Bengals were nailing it in free agency, guess what? Al Golden was a big part of it. And so that, they need to get back to that. And not just in free agency, but also the draft. One of the benefits, I would say, of hiring a coach that's been in college for the past three seasons, he's coached against all of these big teams. I have it right here. It was in my article at BengalsTalk.com. He coached against 19 different ranked teams in three seasons at Notre Dame. That includes three matchups with Ohio State, a college football playoff showdown with Georgia this year, Penn State, USC, Texas A&M, and plenty of other NFL caliber prospects across the country. And so it's not just some of his guys and his secondary, which we'll spend time on. I don't need to get into that now. But it is NFL talent across the college football landscape that he's coached against. Realizing that, seeing that, and that doesn't just mean on defense, on offense too. I think that can be an advantage. I really do. I think I always think back to Pete Carroll when he came from USC and he knew about Richard Sherman at Stanford. And so he gets Richard Sherman, and boy, oh boy, does that help jumpstart the Legion of Boom, right? So it might not even be the first round guy that everyone knows, but it might be the fourth round, the fifth round, the sixth round, where it gives you that extra edge. And you look at that 2020 draft and what they were able to do at linebacker. Al Golden was a part of that. They got Logan Wilson in the third round. I mean, what a first three picks. Burrow, Higgins, Wilson, just nailed down, nailed. You get Akeem Davis-Gaither in the fourth round. That's the right pick. You get Marcus Bailey in the seventh round. Those three linebackers, man, gave you great, great years. I mean, Logan Wilson obviously signed a long-term extension. Akeem Davis-Gaither, 5 years, probably signs elsewhere in free agency. Marcus Bailey gave you 4 years. That's great production from a third, fourth, and seventh round pick. We'll see if they can do that. But that part of it, evaluating the talent in free agency and the draft, is huge, and they're going to need Al Golden to be elite at that, to find the right fits and to figure it out. So if you look at it, all three of these things align. Get the most out of what they have. Be in lockstep with the front office and make sure that you're evaluating at a high level, both free agent in free agency and in college ahead of the draft. We'll see if they do it. We're going to have you covered all offseason long. So please, please, please hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Follow wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. Today's video brought to you by BetUS. For Andrew Fox Miller, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for watching. Cincinnati Bengals. Oh, and listening. I need to Thank you so much for watching and listening to Cincinnati Bengals Talk.
Cincinnati Bengals Talk brings you the latest from James Rapine and contributors at BengalsTalk.com. Check out Enter the Jungle Weekly with James and Andrew Fox Miller. You can rate and review this show wherever your podcasts are downloaded. And if you haven't already, check us out on YouTube, where you can get notified on the latest Bengals news and information. Read more at BengalsTalk.com.